as we are kicking off the second hour of the program, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Also coming up, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac, so stay tuned for that. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
All right, we're going to continue here taking your phone calls about what you want. And then coming up, we'll talk about bigotry within the Liberty Movement. I know that Dale's got some thoughts he wants to share. But first, we go to the phones, your calls, and your thoughts. Let's talk to Charlie in North Carolina. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Good evening, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, Charlie. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to say, I didn't know. I was trying to get the word out. We'll just say I'm a Marine from Camp Lejeune, and today I went to medical. They said, you know, you're deploying soon again. You're going to need to go to medical and get your shots. Well, last time I deployed, you know, I told the doc they wanted to give me the H1N1. They wanted to give me anthrax. They wanted to give me the flu mist. They wanted to give me smallpox. They wanted to give us polio, like everything all in one. And I told them, you know, I don't feel that's right. I don't want to take the vaccine. And pretty much they were like, hey, you know, it's not up to you. And you know, we're giving it to you anyways. And I said, no. And they reached for my hand, and I was like, get off of me. And they're like, good, go get your staff NCO. We're going to get the officers, and you're going to take this. You have no choice. So pretty much I just put up a fight and was like, hey, I'm not taking it. I was like, I will deploy. You know, I'm a Marine. I want to go serve my country. But at the same time, I'm not going to take a vaccine that I feel, you know, my family raised me as we never really had to go to the doctor. We never got vaccines. We never got shots or took any antibiotics or anything like that. So why should I start now if I'm completely healthy and it's not going to hurt anybody if I don't take the vaccine? So,
well, I guess the answer to that is that when you signed the contract, you gave your body to the U.S. government, and they've decided that they want to do what they want to do with it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that that's how they see it.
Right.
So you were able to avoid taking the shot?
So far. I mean, they gave me till Monday, till pretty much it's like, hey, you're either taking the shot or you're getting NJP'd, court-martialed, or going down that line.
What is an NJP?
Non-judicial punishment. It's pretty much like they restrict you to your barracks room on base. You get, you know, half month's pay for however many days. After you finish your regular work, you'll do extra policing duties, which is like going and cleaning the general's office and stuff like that. So
I mean, NJP or a court martial, or what was the other?
Discharge from the military with other than honorable or dishonorable.
So what are you thinking you're going to do?
I'm not sure. I don't think that it's right that. I can see that if I didn't take the shot, that somebody else could get sick or it could hurt somebody else, that it would be a big deal.
Chances are good smallpox isn't going to come back because you don't take the smallpox vaccine, you know?
Right. And then the same thing with anthrax, H1N1, all that.
Yeah,
you know?
Tell me about the court-martial. What would that entail? Like, what violation, what would it be, what would the possible punishment be?
Disobeying a direct order is what they'd probably hit me with.
Now, Dale, you got discharged, and what was it? Was it honorable or some other?
I got honorable, but they tried to give me a less than honorable.
Now, what was your experience as far as job searches and things like that? Because this is what they'll scare you with when you're in the military, is that you've got to get an honorable discharge.
I'm not getting an honorable. I was told that it would destroy my future, that I would be, it would constantly be a dark cloud over my head if you have a less than honorable discharge.
People that have gotten less than honorable discharges, and, you know, they've said, you know, life's fine.
I'm very skeptical now about the horror stories that they told me then, but at the time I was terrified. I do remember that. I pretty much took what was being told to me at face value. I was pretty much just trying to play the game the way it had always been told that I was supposed to play the game. Now I would look back on it and it's kind of funny to me. But you know, my priorities are different now. You know, I'm not. I think it depends. You know, I did ultimately get a job at a defense contractor, which I could see it mattering more for that.
Makes sense.
And I was nervous because I was actually pretty nervous because they did ask to see my discharge papers, and on my discharge papers it has why I was discharged, which was over being it says gay or homosexual or bisexual, something or other like that. And then
your dog humper.
And I'm like, I don't really want to. You know, I don't necessarily think that should be an issue when I'm going to a job. I don't particularly want them. I didn't particularly want to come out to them, but it kind of forced me to. And that was still awkward for me, even though I had an honorable discharge, because people still want to see that piece of paper. I don't recall. I've been working for myself since then, so I don't know if I go to a new job if they're still going to want to see my discharge papers from how long ago now? Let's see, almost 20 years.
So what the court-martial that you're talking about, Charlie, what would that end up being as far as a punishment is concerned? You say disobeying a direct order. What could that entail?
Loss of rank, loss of pay, rig time.
How much rig time?
The other gentleman said that he's been in the military, so he kind of knows it's almost up to them.
So it's also entirely arbitrary. Like. They don't have like a prescription in the actual military code that says if you do this, then this will be the punishment or this could be the punishment. It's just you will just decide based on how we feel, essentially.
Pretty much that's how it goes.
That's an incredibly authoritarian structure.
30 days is usually like, you know, you did something mediocre, so they give you 30 days in the brig. And then they start to discharge paperwork, so...
It would seem to be a good way to get out of the military to me. I mean,
he didn't say that.
I don't know if it's that.
Right, yeah, you said
you wanted... I don't know if it's a good way. I have a feeling they will escalate the punishment until you give in or you know, until they finally discharge you.
Yeah, how long have you been in the Marines, and why didn't you have to do this sooner?
3 years now, and but why I didn't have to do it sooner is because... I had other buddies or whatever, like they just signed the roster or something happened, and you know, they were just like, whatever, man, just go ahead.
And, why did you join the military?
Down to it. I joined when I was 19 and a half, and it was pretty much because I was working construction and I saw a commercial for the Marine Corps, and I'd always wanted to do it since I was younger, and it was that whole September 11th deal and all that, and now that I look back on it, it's like, you know, I want to serve my country and everything, but once I got in, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Really? Did you find out that you were, in point of fact, serving the politicians instead of the country?
That's pretty much what it boils down to. It's totally dissatisfying, but this is the last straw with the whole, you know, you're going to take this vaccine
they
whether you want
it
or not, and we don't care.
I don't blame you, man. Good for you for drawing a line, and I hope that you can, you know, if this is what you want to do, if this is the path you choose, I hope you can stick with it, because obviously there's going to be a lot of pressure put on you, and will you do us a favor and call back and let us know what happens?
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Good luck out there, man, and thank you for the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Mark, you actually have some vaccine-related news. We'll get to that here in a moment, but I think Mox is back. Had a bad cell or something before it got disconnected. Mox in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Mox. What's on your mind tonight?
Yesterday one of your callers brought up Citizens United, and I believe... Mark came out with just a quick it's scary or something. And it was scary.
The Citizens
United.
Right, but what is Citizens United? I'm sorry. Right.
It is a court decision that gave corporations the freedom of speech, basically, put out ads for political figures.
Gotcha.
And I do think that it's a bit scary that how much corporations can influence politicians, but the real scary part about that is the power that the politicians hold. And I think revoking corporate freedom of speech isn't the correct course of action for that.
What is?
No government.
Well, I don't see how corporations can have freedom of speech. I find, you know, I'm all for more freedom in
my life.
They
don't exist.
But,
well, I don't. Sorry, what? I don't see corporations as anything other than a group of people getting together and.
I agree. Those
so
people.
That's what they should be.
Donate,
but that's not what they are.
Let people donate to campaigns, then.
Right. People.
Right.
These
corporations should.
People should have freedom of speech, and they do, supposedly do. Corporations don't exist. It's just a legal fiction. It's a fantasy. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got listening options, broadband and dial-up versions of our streams. Around the clock, you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live 24/7 over at Listen. www.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get the other listening options like the webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way. We've also got our satellite feed, and in addition to that, the wonderful radio stations that we have on the AM and FM band across the country, over 93 stations, all available for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
LearnLiberty.org is a new site brought to you by the Institute for Humane Studies, where featuring libertarian talks and lectures on a variety of topics. It's a great way to explore new avenues within the libertarian perspective. You can brush up on political, economic, and philosophical terms like public choice and confirmation bias. There are videos being added all the time, but you can go over there and see the several videos that they have available at this point, including Professor Chris Kone's talks about the economics of Valentine's Day. If you really love someone, you won't take them out to eat tonight. Chapman Law Professor Tom Bell takes a humorous look at the rule of law using a Southern California strip mall. It's the lectures you wish that they taught you in school. It's learnliberty.org. It's learnliberty.org.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll talk about bigotry here in a moment, but Mark, you had an update on vaccines that you wanted to share because somebody called in earlier from the military. They're apparently trying to force a bunch of vaccines on him. He's pretty uncomfortable about that. And a lot of people are uncomfortable with vaccines.
Yeah, it's Yahoo News from Reuters here. The Supreme Court ruled that federal law shields vaccine makers from product liability lawsuits in state court seeking damages for a child's injuries or death from a vaccine's side effects. The High Court today on Tuesday ruled for Wyeth, which is now owned by Pfizer, in a lawsuit.
I think it's Wyeth, but whatever.
Wyeth, fine. In a lawsuit brought by the parents of Hannah Rusewitz, who suffered seizures as an infant after her third dose of diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccine, that's the DTP vaccine, in 1992. Pfizer and other vaccine makers had argued that the Supreme Court ruling for the plaintiffs could open the door to a flood of lawsuits, many by families who believe that vaccines cause autism and threaten the supply of childhood vaccines. So the suggestion here is essentially made vaccine manufacturers, these drug companies, the government. Because who else can't you sue for what they do?
Good point. Yeah, the government is generally very difficult to sue. Technically, you can sue government agencies, from what I understand, but you can't sue the government.
You're lucky if you find a lawyer that'll do it for you.
This is a good point.
Because a lot of times they understand that they'll never work again.
But yeah, they're basically saying that it's the government backing up the corporation's claim that their products are so important that it doesn't matter if they're actually doing damage. They're so important in the aggregate that they shouldn't be allowed to be sued because they might be found to be negligible or rather negligent and liable for those damages, therefore having to pay out money to the people that are suing, therefore putting their company in a rather tenuous position to where they may be at risk of further lawsuits and essentially stop the distribution of these vaccines, which they again believe very firmly the government people push these vaccines, so they want to make sure that they can continue to push them on people.
This situation is complicated by the fact that there are several problems going on. One of them is that we do have a very litigious society where we don't have a loser pay system.
Mm.
Right? Well, the idea is that you can sue anyone with no repercussions. If you lose, you just
today,
lost.
Yeah.
You know, you spent money, but you lost, whatever. And if you have enough money, usually this really favors the big, powerful companies like vaccine companies you can sue someone, you have the money to sue someone, and often you can get what you want because it's so expensive to fight the lawsuit. It doesn't matter whether you're right or not in the big scheme of things. It's so expensive to fight the lawsuit that a lot of people just settle, and they get something out of suing someone just because they're too poor to defend themselves. And so in a situation where if you sue someone, there are repercussions for losing, then that would resolve, I think, a lot of problems. There should be, they're worried about making vaccines more expensive. Without a doubt, vaccines have gotten more expensive. They've gotten to where just a few companies make them, and there's a lot less accountability. There's less market choice in vaccines because some of them did get sued, and they got sued, and they got put out of business and stuff like that. But that's,
I think accountability is probably, to me, the biggest issue here.
Yeah.
Is how good is a product going to be when the manufacturer of that product cannot be held accountable for errors in the manufacture of that product. I mean, this is something, this is goop that you shoot inside people.
Yeah.
And some people are harmed by that goop in small ways and large ways. There's a good friend of mine, Free Stater, moved up here. I think it was his uncle or his dad. I can't really remember the story off the top of my head, but he went and got a vaccine shot at work, came home sick in the afternoon. He was dead by 7 o'clock at night.
Whoa.
You know, and you can say, oh, it just happened. You know, there's the vaccine supporters out there. Every time we talk about vaccines, I get huge heat about it.
It's always a case of like collective good is more important. Yeah. An individual
never
good.
Say anything bad about vaccines because they do more good than they do harm. You want to hurt children. That's exactly what
they'll
say.
And what bugs me is that individuals are supposed to sacrifice themselves to this collective, to the collective good. Hey, and an individual, but you know, for any particular individual, it's the choice may not be the best for them to do the vaccine.
If your son dies as a result of taking a vaccine, you should be happy because he gave his life for the advancement of mankind.
That's right.
That's what they tell soldiers, too, isn't it?
Hold his little blue, limp, lifeless body in your arms and thank... Well, not God. Thank the government that the vaccine companies were protected from any liability for what happened. Because it wasn't the vaccine. Whatever he died from, it must be your fault. It wasn't the vaccine. That's what these vaccine proponents will say. Mm. Now, I personally have had experience with flu vaccines. I know they're not the same as childhood vaccines. I've had the experience that the both times that I've had a flu shot, I've been the sickest I've ever been in my life.
The double coincidence,
They've never
Mark.
Kept me from getting sick. I mean, that's the thing. It's like... I stopped doing them. I stopped doing them. I'm not going to go pay for them to inject this stuff into me because they haven't stopped me from getting sick. And I just don't, you know. And the thing about these annual shots is they're experimental every single time. You can't possibly vet them out like some vaccines that have been given to people for many, many years, like the childhood vaccines that you talk about. You can't possibly vet these yearly. They're trying to put out a yearly vaccine because the flu virus changes every year. So it's an experimental thing, and I'm not going to be the guinea pig. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be the guinea pig. I trust my immune system better than this experimental shot that they're coming up, that they're concocting differently every single year.
Yeah, and you know, my experience with vaccines, and I know that the flu vaccine isn't the same as childhood vaccines. I know they're different. My experience with vaccines is that I have some kind of allergic reaction to them. I don't know exactly what it is. I know that Jack is my son. My wife tells me so. It must be true. And so therefore, he shares some genetics with me, and it seems to me that there's a possibility that he has a better than average chance of having some kind of allergic reaction to vaccines. I haven't given my son any vaccines. Not going to do it. Don't send me any pictures of kids with polio. I know that stuff only exists out in the fourth or fifth world countries of the world.
You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. How could the vaccine supporters support this, though? I mean, even if they believe in vaccines,
it's
how could they support
good. It's for everybody's
these companies
good.
Being immune from lawsuits? It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA. Has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com gets you there. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, Dale, my co-host here, and me? Well, this isn't just a cruise, a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, a rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves its slip in Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but the deadline is coming right up on March the 1st. You need to reserve your berth now. The prices are going up on berths. Dale, can you attest to this?
I think, yeah, absolutely. Yep, the very cheapest rooms are gone. The next one up is still a pretty good price. It's a very good price.
Yep. They're all great prices. They're cheaper than...
it's a nicer room, and it's got an ocean view. So
indeed.
It's a little,
yeah. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Reserve your berth today. Cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, we'll talk about bigotry within the Liberty Movement, specifically some of the things that have been bubbling around on the Free State Project forums. We're all, of course, members and participants in the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. But first, we'll go to your phone calls about what you want. Robert is listening in Oregon. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right. You guys mentioned the corporation rights under the Constitution and all. I was wondering if you're familiar with the legal case called Santa Clara versus Southern Pacific Railroad. That was a three-judge case, which is also cases known as the day the corporation stole the 14th Amendment. These three judges arbitrarily, without debate or anything, just bestowed person rights upon corporations. Since then, corporations gained First Amendment, Second, Fourth Amendment rights, and there is a excellent resolution against the corporations that is available. I can give you the website to that. But in addition, the
it's
U.S.
a resolution against corporations?
Corporate rights, yes.
Oh, okay, against corporate rights. Yeah, I think the whole idea that they're, you know, they corporation.
Hey, listen. The word corporation does not appear in the Constitution.
It sure
doesn't. Corporations are fictitious persons historically created by the states.
You are correct.
To serve the public and to do no wrong. The Supreme Court has ruled that money is a form of speech, and corporations sure speak loudly to Congress with all of their money. That's the way it's been going. Corporations have more rights than we, the people. Now, this resolution.
Well, corporations, I don't know if they were created for to serve the public, but they certainly were created to serve business owners and rich businessmen to protect their assets and protect their interests from being sued and collected by people who had been harmed by them. So that's corporations are basically, as I understand it, created as a veil of protection for these, you know, the fat cats.
Well, the number one reason people do them is to avoid liability for what happens the harm that people do.
Okay, that is called the corporate veil and is part of corporate law. But the Nuremberg principles during the trials, for the first time in history, pierced the corporate veil, where countries and dictators could no longer hide behind the corporate veil and plunder and pillage. That's just basically, you know, you can get deeper into it. But if you'd like to look at this resolution against corporate rights, the Constitution, go to mcli.org. That's Mikkel John Civil Liberties Institute.
I'd like to just have a resolution against corporations in general and abolish the entire concept, because I think that they're not used for generally. They're not very helpful to us. I think that business owners should be liable for their actions. And I don't think we ever said that there was anything constitutional about corporations, nor that they should have rights.
No, the word does not appear in the Constitution. It was ripped off. The 14th Amendment was given to the corporation, the Southern Pacific Railroad. And that's the case.
Robert, thank you so much for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I say get rid of the idea of corporations. I'm not in favor of corporations and protecting people from liability, but I am in favor of business. I think it's important to clarify that there is a difference between the two. Corporations.
Business is what you have to do to live.
Right.
But corporations protect people from responsibility for their actions.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't exist in a society that was free, because people need to be responsible for their actions. And the idea that the government provides you with a quick and easy way to hide from the responsibility of your actions is absolutely ludicrous. I mean, what kind of nonsense is it that you pay $140 a year or whatever it is for incorporation to the state, and then suddenly you're not responsible for your actions anymore? If you file as a sole proprietor, you're responsible for everything. Mm-hmm. If you file as an S corporation, you're not. What kind of nonsense is that? That is a freaking protection payoff.
Well, think of who is the least accountable for their actions and look at the kind of service we get for it. Look what happens. We have government, which is almost completely unaccountable, except for this like system of politics, which is just a hamster wheel. You hop on it and they say, here, this, you know, you never get anything actually solved or resolved through that process. And then look at corporations are basically just emerging with government. They're merging with government. There's hardly any separation anymore.
Well, they're not
accountable now.
So I see what you're saying in that they're partnering more and more overtly with government.
Yes.
But there never was a separation because corporations are creations of
yes.
the government. In fact, corporations...
It's almost an extension. It's just an extension of government.
Yeah, corporations are... Yeah, it is an extension because in order to get the corporation or the corporate veil, as the gentleman described it, they have to agree to be obedient. They have to agree to essentially be the government's bitch and do as they are told, basically.
Well, I'd have to, I don't have the information sitting right here in front of me, but it seems like about 150 years ago, I read that there were 5 corporations in the state of New York, and they were all created for the public good, as the caller had previously
said. Like
making
roads and things like that.
Yeah, like digging the canal, one of them was, and that kind of thing.
And those are basically government corporations, essentially.
Well, they were government-granted corporations.
Yeah.
They were for organizations that were doing, the public good, as it were. And they were, had these, enjoyed these protections. And then those protections, the business owners, as Polish people were dying and digging their trench there, they realized, well, this is pretty nice. We don't have to worry about liability in any way, shape, or form. We should get this expanded out for our next project. Well, yeah. That next one's a railroad. Yeah, we're going to own it and everything, but it's for the public good. And then the next thing, and pretty soon you've got corporations everywhere.
Well, a lot of the people that would critique, say, the corporations in this world, might consider them on the left. Frequently you'll hear the critique coming from people that would maybe describe themselves as being on the left. I think they're right in a lot of their critiques, no doubt. But they ignore the most egregious offender, the most violent of corporations. In fact, the violent corporation, which is essentially the government. I mean, the government is a corporation as well. It is a fantasy, is a legal fiction.
I think it's a little bit backwards. I mean, the government is the problem, and corporations are an extension of it. So when people on the left are pointing out the problem with corporations, I'm like, absolutely, you're right. But realize why. Then it's their connection to government and special privileges they get from government.
Right, but they think that the government can solve the corporate problem by rearranging the deck chairs.
Completely bass backwards.
Yeah, right. It's like trying to wrestle the gun out of some other person's hand and use it on them. Let's just stop using guns, okay?
So 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, bigotry. We'll talk about that, and we'll take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call
866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free and bring us what you want by calling into 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them to you. So enjoy them on us, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. Got a couple different options. The main one is Amazon, which is an incredible website with all kinds of categories and lots of items, whatever it is you're looking for. There's a good chance Amazon sells it. But make sure you start your shopping experience at Amazon through our affiliate links, which you will find. And there are international links there, too, not just for U.S. Listeners. But you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll also find some Newegg links that will allow you to buy over at Newegg. And if you buy through Amazon, Free Talk Live benefits. If you buy through Newegg, then the money that we would normally get for Free Talk Live, we actually give to the CD Evolution Fund. So if you're looking to make a purchase of computer parts, which is what you normally get at Newegg, you should do that, and that'll benefit the CD Evolution Fund. Anything else you need, go through Amazon, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. You can start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who have to know what it takes to win. It will show you how to move the court, how to get evidence, how to change venues, how to ask for a continuance. Everything you need to know is contained in the 4-CD course. The average 8th grader could go through the course in a single weekend. Works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer. And it works in every state of the union, countries around the world, anybody with the English common law system. It's jurisdictionary.com. I have the course. I have been reviewing it. I've got a situation where I've got to go to court for a speeding ticket here. It's not just for tickets. It's for all situations. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right. So 1-800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. David in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Dale and Mark.
Hi. I was just going to say something quick about corporations.
Sure.
To me, corporations are just like money machines. That's what it reminds me of. It's not really.
Why do you say that?
Because they are, the purpose of them is to make money. And a machine
that's not
has
true.
No conscience.
That's not true.
And
the
it
purpose
just
of
works.
The corporation is to protect business owners. A corporation is nothing more than a legal fiction. The business owners are interested in making money. They're running a business. The only way you make money in a business, or the right way, unless you're getting government contracts, is to actually satisfy your customers with a good product.
What David said was that they have no conscience. And although corporations obviously have no conscience, the result is that the people that work for them end up not having a conscience because they're not responsible for their actions.
Well, not only that, but corporate... shareholders can sue a board for making decisions that are not in the best interest of the company making money. Like if the company's not allowed to have goals that supersede the money making goal. They're not allowed to. If it's a corporation, the number one responsibility of the shareholders is to make money, and they can actually sue if they don't do that.
Right. So if someone has a good conscience and doesn't want to dump all the sewage in the river and they don't want to do that, but that will cost, you know, then they can be, you, they can, you know.
I got you, know, David.
Stuff like that.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello. Mark, I will concede that the free market can do it better if you can concede that an S corporation is not necessarily a bad thing. Taking count many scandals that have gone on throughout, say, the last decade or so, you know, starting with the Enron fiasco and, you know, WorldCom and all those. Would it be fair for the secretary, who had nothing to do with the mismanagement of funds, to be held accountable for the mistakes and sins of the CEO?
Well, obviously, you would hold. Hopefully, you would hold the person responsible that made the decision, rather than some person who is extraneously involved. I mean, you know, that makes perfectly good sense to me. I'm also not trying to say that one shouldn't incorporate if one has a business. In the same way, I can speak out against war, but I wouldn't suggest that you walk out into one without a bulletproof vest on.
Right. Well, it came across. I guess the way that I was hearing it, it kind of sounded like you were kind of anti-corporation, when in fact there are some good points to having a corporation, but like I said...
Oh, there definitely are. We live in a very litigious society, and our court system's all screwed up. So it's hard to blame someone for forming a corporation at the same time. I mean, the whole thing is a huge mess.
Right,
it's like everything
government
touches turns into that kind of mess.
Well, I agree. Ideally, the corporation should be gotten rid of, however. Just because there are good reasons to have a corporation in today's world with the government, in a future world where we don't have this violent monopoly out there offering this protection service.
Or they should change. I mean, they shouldn't make you not responsible for bad choices is what should happen. There's nothing wrong with the idea of having an entity that's owned by multiple people, like a lot of different people owning a piece of it. I know a lot of social anarchists want workers to own the company that they're working for.
Well, great. You can do that with a contract.
That should be something that's possible to do.
You could do that with a contract between humans. I mean, you don't need to have this corporation concept in order to have common
ownership.
Absolutely.
It shouldn't be a special thing created by government. The concept of it is not a bad idea, but you're right. It shouldn't shield people from the responsibility of their actions.
Bill, anything else you want to share?
No, that's it. Thank you,
Thanks
guys.
For the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Adam in California. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, Democrats are haters.
What do you mean by that?
They're planet haters. They're jealous of people that have more than they have. Have you ever felt that way?
Have I ever felt jealous, or have I ever felt that Democrats are haters?
That Democrats are haters.
Democrats and Republicans are both haters in different ways.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And only mildly different ways over the years. They're getting more and more alike every year. Have you noticed that? That, like, the things that used to define Democrats and define Republicans are less and less in dispute anymore. They're more and more, like, in agreement on these things. And more and more, it's more just rhetoric that changes more than anything over the years. Because you'll find, like, look at the difference between Bush and Obama. Hardly any difference at all, other than just sort of an image and some rhetoric. You know, we're still in Iraq. You know, we're still, you know. know, Bush was a big spender on Medicare and massively increased the size of Medicare and stuff. And, you know, so he was acting very socialist in a number of ways.
I think
Obama's acting very fascist in a number of ways. There's very little difference between them anymore over the years.
I think a lot of people are jealous of the success of others, whether they would call themselves a Democrat or a Republican or whether they're not even registered to vote. I think a lot of people are envious towards the other people and the amount of wealth that they've been able to create for themselves.
Yeah, of course, at the top, they're all the same, Democrats and Republicans, but I'm just talking about the so-called citizens that are just voters, you know, the Democrats with their framed glasses and smirks on their...
I tend to agree. I do tend to agree that you'll find that, I've had this experience. I've talked to some Democrats that I felt were, you know, some lefty types that I've really managed to dive to the core of the issue with these people over a course of months in talking to them, and then finally they come out with it, but, you know... It doesn't make me feel bad when rich people have bad things happen to them. You know,
yep.
I mean, I've heard these words come out of people's mouths.
So, about the Republican haters people for the color of their skin, you know?
He's talking about a specific type of hater, right. Though.
Yeah, I understand what he's talking about, too, but there's also another class of Democrat, which is like the wealthy Democrat that feels guilty because they're wealthy.
Yeah.
And doing, you know, going to fundraisers and giving what is actually a pittance of amount of money to them, but, you know, makes them feel better for, you know, causes that are appealing to Democrats. Those sorts of things are also, there's that class as well. There's actually a lot of, upper middle class kids in college who are Democrat because, you know, and all the things that they were raised with and the lives that they have, and they feel guilty about it, and they see people suffering in third world countries, and this makes them feel better. They're not really doing the things that would fix those problems in the third world countries, because that's big. You know, that's big stuff that needs to happen, and there's a few people that are tuned into that, like what it would take to deal with that. But what they are doing is just sort of like alleviating the guilt in a very superficial manner.
Adam, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you. Hour number three is coming up. Your chance to get on whatever you want here. 800-259-9231. Also, still going to talk about bigotry here in a moment. But I want to make sure that you know about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up June 20th through the 26th at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, northern part of the state. We're going to be there broadcasting live. Hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people will also be in attendance, as they've been the last several years that I've been going. It's been a lot of fun. There's a lot that goes on, everything from live performers to family fun to agorism in action. Porkfest has something for everyone who loves freedom. So go and get registered now over at porkfest.com. Early bird registration is just $25, but if you use our discount code, which is FREETALKLIVE, and that's run together as all one word, so don't use spaces, use the code FREETALKLIVE to save 20% on your early bird registration at porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com, and we will see you there. Hour number three, right around the corner. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.